slichos are not just jumping upon us like people who begin the world in September. Lee and Hara, we're already in a pre-Rosh Hashanah mood, and slichos is just raising the ante one more stage towards the last section of the 40 days of Yimei Rachamim of this period of tshuva and the Hamelech Basada of closeness unique closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So within this period of time, we have a minhag already from the time of the Gaonim. It's a very, very old minhag. From the time of the Gaonim, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Otzer HaGaonim, it speaks about the fact that the Gaonim already were manhig to say slichos, and it made its way through Klal Yisrael. The Rambam mentions it in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rosh mentions it at the end of his Perush on Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch that we have this minhag of slichos. But the core of slichos, the Gaonim found already in the Gemara itself, and that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Vayavor Hashem Alpana Vayikra Vayomer Amar Rav Yochanan Il Mogei Mikra Kasa V'Yefshar La'Omro Malamei Chinis Ateif Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'Her Alo LaMoshe Seder Tvila Amar Lo Kol Zman Shiyisrael Chotim Yasu Lefanai Kiseder Hazev Ani Mocha Lahem. That Amar, and then the Gemara concludes over there. Rav Yehuda bris kruso liyigimol mido sheinam chozros reikam. That this is a guarantee of a meaningful tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to Amir Tzashem sheneemar hinei anochi kores bris. But the uniqueness of the Gemara is that which he underlined that slichos are called a seder tefillah, that they have a sense of a structure. A structure of tefillah, Ya'asu lefanei k'seder hazeh, and the levush already, the Rav Mordechai Yaffe, the Baal HaLevushim, who lived at the same time as the Machaber, the levush already, same time as the Machaber and the Ramah, he already took this to explain the framework that we have of slichos, kaddish shalem im tiskavel, that slichos is concluded with Kaddish Tiskabil, Af Agav de Kol Yemot Hashana, Ein Omrim Tiskabil, Ela Achar Tfila Shmona Esrei, Kenu Mashma Osloshon Tzloson. When you say Tiskabil Tzloson, Uva Uson, Perusho Tfila, Ustam Tfila Ratzalomar Tfila Shmona Esrei, Shiny Seder Haslichos, Shenitkanu Kulam Al Seder Tfila Shel Kol Yom. That we have over here two parallel structures of Tfila. We have a Tfila Shmona Esrei that we say three times a day, and we have a Seder Tefillah of Slichos, ki ha-psukim shekodem ha-slichos ha-geneged psukah de-zimra, that the Ashrei that we say before davening, and that's, let's say, in Minchan, expanded in Shacharis to psukah de-zimra, this is what we find the equivalent of also in terms of Slichos. V'ha-slichos hem ha-yugim ha-mido she-omrim bein kol achas v'achas hem b'mkom tefillah shmona esrei. And then the piyutim, followed by the Yudim Gimel Midos, that's the parallel to the structure of Shmona Esrei. Iker Tfilo Yudim Midos, V'acharkach Nofum Alpeneim, and therefore we conclude Slichos with Tachanun, Kamalachar Kol HaTfilos, U'mesayimim V'anachnu Lo Neda, with the same Lashon with which we conclude Tachanun, U'akach Omrim Acharehim Kadishalim Diskabel, Kamo Gemar Kol Tfilos Hashanah. There we have over here this parallel structure, that the Levush stresses the common denominator between Shmoneh Esrei and Slichos. The Rav, Zatzal, took this, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, took this one step further. And he wanted to link this with the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the mitzvah of tefillah. That everyone knows that the Rambam, in both the Sefer HaMitzvos and in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, posits that we have a mitzvah sasei mi d'oraisa to daven on a daily basis. That's what the pasuk means when it says ula avdo b'chol levavchem eizu yavodah shebalev ze tefillah. Our daily tefillah is a mitzvah mi d'oraisa. The Ramban disagrees. He says that the Gemara that the Rambam is quoting is an asmachta, that only mi d'rabbanan do we daven every day. However, yitachein, that the pasuk that the Rambam is relating to doesn't deal with davening on a daily plane, but rather davening the eight tzara. In other words, that when we when we're davening out of a sense of a tragedy which is looming, there we have a mitzvah mida oraisa of tefillah, according to the Ramban. That every time you hear an ambulance siren and you say, "I hope that person will have a refuah shleima," that's a tefillah midoraisa, according to the Ramban. It's not that the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. The Rambam has two mitzvos midoraisa: the mitzvah in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah of daily davening, and then the mitzvah in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, mitzvos asehi lizok lefnei Hashem b'chol itzara gedola shel tova la'tzibur. In other words, the Rambam is just adds on. In other words, both the Rambam and the Ramban hold that we have a mitzvah be'etzara. The Rambam adds on, we also have a daily mitzvah of tefillah. So the Rav wanted to explain that these are the two frameworks of tefillah. These are the two sidrei tefillah that we find. The seder tefillah, the Shmona Esrei, that's the tefillah of the Rambam. And the slichos are the tefillah of the Ramban and the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. That slichos are tefillah, the eight tzara. That's the seder tefillah. And therefore, they both have the same introduction, the same prologue, the same epilogue, the same basic structure. However, viewing these as two types of tefillah, as a daily tefillah and as a tefillah in the time of despair, as a cry, will explain the differences that we find between the two. On one hand, there's a common denominator. They're both sidrei tefillah, but there are basic differences. One is in terms of the structure. Our daily tefillah is built very, very, very beautifully in three sections that we have. We introduce with Shevach, and then we have Bakasha, and then we have Hoda'ah. That's the etiquette. That etiquette of tefillah is first to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then to make our request, and then a meaningful thank you. However, that etiquette, that formality is fine when you're dealing with a daily tefillah, but when a person is crying out of pain, when a person is facing disaster, then there's really no time for etiquette. So then what happens is we take the Shevach and the Hodah, put them both together in terms of Shomea Tefillah, Adecha Kol Basar Yavo. In other words, we begin with the Shevach and Hodah, and then we move into Bakasha, and we punctuate the Bakashas with Yud Gimel Midos, like a staccato, like a cry. And in other words, as opposed to a normal Tefillah where Kedusha is a bracha, it has its place within the structure. Here, the Dovar Shebe Kedusha, the Yud Gimel Midos, is said over and over and over again because this is the urgency and our sense of the necessity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answering us immediately that changes the structure from one of a more formal etiquette to one that represents or reflects the urgency that's involved. That's one distinction. Secondly, the time of the tefillah. Basically, our formal tefillah is a tefillah of daytime. Tefillos keneged korbanos tiknum. We have a tamid shel shachar and a tamid shel bein ha'arbayim. Tefillos arvis is basically rishus. It's the leftover is at night. But basically, the formal tefillah that we have, the tefillah of the Rambam, when it's given its structure, is given its structure within yom yom, within the daytime. Masha'enken, if you look at the Rambam, his formulation of Hilchos of Slichos in Hilchos Tshuva Gimel Dalet, Nohagu Kulam Lakum Balayla Basar Yemim Elu. In other words, they were talking about a nighttime tefillah, and that's the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Nohagim Lakum Bashmores Lomar HaSlichos. Even the Rama who disagrees with the Machaber in terms of when we begin Slichos points out that the Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz Eino Kein, not start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but to start later. But he speaks about the fact that omdim ba'ashmores lomar slichos, that we say this at the end of the night. In other words, that these are nighttime tefillos, and that reflects the nature of the tefillah. A formal etiquette structured tefillah that would be said during the daytime when we're properly dressed, we're in our mode of avodah. That's when we say our tefillah. The urgency, the cry, that bedafka is at night for two reasons. Firstly, nighttime is considered to be, the Mishnah Berurah already says, so far, Kadosh Baruch Hu shot ba'olam hazeh, hu eis ratzon. In other words, that we try and hit into HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is soft, when there's an ace ratzam. The end of the night is an ace ratzam. It's a more ideal time for tefillah. And secondly, that's the time of crying. That's the time v'chol tivke b'layla, kumi roni b'layla. Sefer Eicha deals with layla as being the meaningful time for a cry. And slichas, as we pointed out, is exactly that cry. In other words, litzok el Hashem b'chol eit tzara. So one distinction again is the nature of the framework of the structure. The second is the timing. The third is who is obligated. If you look at the Rambam again, back in Hilchos Tshuva, he says, "Noagim kulam lakum b'layla b'asrim me'elu espalel b'bate knesiot." B'bate knesiot. We're dealing with the tefillah of the tzibur. Similarly, the Rambam points out. In other words, that we are being mispalel likones lebeis hakneses lishmoa es hatfila, that these are tfilos of a tzibur, to the degree that if we look at the Ramah in Siman Taf Kuf Samachay Sifay, the Ramah over there says, the Machaber points out in Siman Taf Kuf Samachay Dini Tainis, Ein hayachid rashi lomar yugimel midos derech tefilo bakashas rachamim. Yugimel midos are a davar shebekedusha. They require a minyan. Comes on the Ramah and says haga ve'ein liyachid lomar slichos. A yachid shouldn't say slichos. Forget about yugimel midos. A yachid shouldn't be saying slichos. The Mishnah Brura Alatar says the Achronim say why shouldn't a yachid say slichos? Tama leikar hadin lama vayomar hayachid slichos. Hu tachnunim biyama. And the Achronim disagree with the Rambam. But what's the shita of the Rambam? He holds like the Rambam, namely that this tefillah of Be'et Zara is a tefillah hatzibur. Look, go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. Mitzvahs asei achas lizok lifnei Hashem v'chol Be'et Zara shelo tavo al hatzibur. That this is a mitzvah for the tzibur. Also, the Ramban, when he spoke about it, also spoke about the fact that this is a tzara shetava al hatzibur. That as opposed to the tefillah, the daily tefillah, the etiquette, there we have a dual tefillah. We have a tefillah of a yachid and a tefillah of a tzibur. But when we come to the tefillah of slichos, that bedafka should be said as a tzibur. Okay, so given this framework, we have these two parallel seit sidrei tefillah. One of them is the daily tefillah. One of them is the tefillah be'es tzara. Slichos represents that tefillah be'es tzara. Therefore, the structure is shows more of a sense of urgency. It said dafka at night as opposed to during the day, and it said dafka by Klal Yisrael as a tzibur as opposed to yechidim. In terms of the lemaisa, what is considered to be night? How do we define night? So the Machaber speaks about nohagu lakum ba'ashmoras. The Ramah speaks about omdim ba'ashmoras. Ashmoras means the last third of the night, the last quarter of the night, the end of the night. That in other words, if we're using that period of time to represent an ace ratzon, there is one other ace ratzon that we find, and that is the middle of the night. The Zohar speaks about chatzos as being an ace ratzon. Chatzos laila akum lahodos lecha mentions David HaMelech, and there's a Gemara in Yevamos on the Ayin Beis Amud Aleph where the Gemara says black on white that chatzi halayla is an ace ratzon, that the Ruach Tzfonis in the Midbar blew every night, you know, b'chatzos halayla, my Talmuda, ha'kamash malon, the ace ratzon milsehi. The chatzi halayla is considered to be an ace ratzon. So we have 2 points of time that are an ace ratzon, and those, l'chora, are the ideal times of saying slichos. The first night of Slichos, Minyan Klal Yisrael, was to say at Chatzos. Afterwards, to say at Ashmores. But let's be honest, how many people actually say Slichos during Ashmores? People who daven Vasikin. If you daven Vasikin, so you're saying the Slichos before you begin davening, that's still the last quarter of the night. You're saying Slichos when it's still dark in Ashmores, and that's when you have the issue of putting on the talus, and do you make a bracha, and when you make a bracha, and who makes the bracha, in other words, only the Shliach Tzibur or everyone. But what if we're not going to say Slichos at Chatzos or during Ashmores? What would be the next best time to say Slichos? So can one say before Chatzos, or can one say post Ashmores? So here, to say post Ashmores, to say afterwards, so Rav Moshe points out that you may be losing the uniqueness of the skula, of the bris of Yud Gimel Midos, that it's always naneh, but it's no worse than any other tefillah. In other words, so it's neutral. It's a neutral time. Saying it in the morning before Shacharis or saying it at noon before Mincha is a neutral time to say Slicha. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not the ideal. What about saying it before Chatzot, in the beginning of the night? So that's a machlokes haposkim. Before we get to Rav Moshe, the Mishnah Brura, Al Atar in Siman Tkuf Samachay, when it speaks about saying Yugimel Midos Biyachid, saying Slichos Biyachid, the Mishnah Brura says, Ein Lomar Kodem Chatzos Halayla Shum Slichos V'lo Yugimel Midos B'Shum Panim La'olam Chutz Mi Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a unique day. Yom Kippur is 25 hours of Eis Ratzon. So in Yom Kippur, we can say Slichos whenever, and we say Slichos already at night. We say Slichos in Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur. But leaving aside the night of Yom Kippur, we say Slichos at Ma'ariv, Mishnah Berurah says, no, nothing doing. Ein lomar kodem chatzos halayla shum Slichos v'lo yigimel midos b'shum panim. One shouldn't say it. Why? Because that period of time, the early period of time of night, it's a time of din. We know that if a person is davening mincha late, and he looks at his watch and he finished Moresre, should he say Tachanun? So if he's in Yerushalayim and already passed Shkia, we don't say Tachanun in Yerushalayim. And Chutz La'aretz, according to Mishnah Berurah, you can still say Tachanun until Tzeisah Kochavim. But even the Mishnah Berurah agrees that after Tzeisah Kochavim, we don't say Tachanun. You don't go head to head against Midas Hadin. That we have a pasuk in Eicha, Oy Lanu Ki Pana Yom. That the beginning of night is considered to be a time of churban. Yom is a time of chesed, mincha is a beautiful time of chesed, but nighttime already begins gvura, begins the world of dinim. What about bishas hadchak? What if we're dealing with where it's the lower east side, where walking to shul at midnight, you can get mugged. And the only time that you can walk to shul and you want to say Slichos B'tzibur is earlier in the night when people are still in the street, when the policemen are still in the street. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Beis, Siman Kufei, that the beginning of the night, it's okay. B'shas HaTchak, again, you're missing the uniqueness of the Eis Ratzon. We're missing the uniqueness of Chatzos to Ashmores. But the same way you could say Slichos before Shacharis in the morning, B'shas HaTchak, you could say also at night. However, Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechaved Das, Chelek Aleph, Simon Mem Vav, that it's usur, like what appeared from the Mishnah Brura, that it's kotzitz benetios. It's better not to say slichos at all than to say them at a time where it's like you're being megara the satan. It's giri the satan. We shouldn't do such things again. With the exception being Leil Yom Kippur, that's above time. That's a whole different world. So, just to summarize, in terms of the time of saying Slichos, the ideal time would be either midnight or Davin Vasikin and say it by Ashmores. And so we have a minyan here in the yeshiva every night at Chatzos. Due to the time of the year, Chatzos is a bit later than usual. It begins 12:39 and then moves until, I think, 12:34 by the time we get to Yom Kippur. Had Rosh Hashanah been a little later, so then we would have been able to begin Slichos a little earlier, but that's the time of Chatzos. If not that time, then the best time would be before Shacharis in the morning, so we have a second minyan before Shacharis for Slichos. It's the beginning at 7 o'clock, 7:10, a half hour before we begin, 25 minutes before we begin davening. To daven earlier, to daven, we don't have such a minyan here in the yeshiva. Again, Rav Moshe allowed it b'shas hadchak. The Rav Zatzal, when he was older and couldn't stay up until midnight, he used to, there was a minyan in the dorm at 10 p.m., a sleepless minyan that he davened at. So there is a makar, but again, al pita ras hasod, it's a frightening concept, and that one shouldn't get involved in it. So those are basically the minhagim within the yeshiva. As I put a notice downstairs, there are two nuskos of slichos for Bnei Ashkenaz, nusach Polin, which is said by the Hasidim, and generally Chutz Laaretz, that's what's used. Nusach Lita, which is said here, to the best of my knowledge, also in the Beis Medrash from YU, used Nusach Lita. I don't know if post Rav Moshe Weinberg still used Nusach Lita, but they used to use Nusach Lita. Our minhag is to, even though in both nuskos, it has the vidui, Hashamnu Bagadnu, three times within the slichos. We only say it once. That's minhag agrua, and then you can just skip the introductions and the vidui. The machnisei rachamim, which is appeared at the end, we skip, even though within the slichos we do say, but not on a daily basis, just on a one time basis. We'll bring in the malachim. But what we try to do, and I know it's a bit confusing, but we try to do, is to say the ikar of the slichos the way they should be said. Namely, that the slichos are introduced with psukim. And it's basically the slichos begin with psukim, then a piyut, then yud gimel midos, stop. And then karachim av abanim is the beginning of the next slicha. In other words, it's the introduction to a set of psukim. The psukim give us the theme of the piyut. Psukim are usually easier for us to understand. They're Hebrew. The piyut is also Hebrew, but it's a very, very poetic Hebrew. It's like the difference between, reading Chumash and reading Tehillim. In other words, that Tehillim is very emotional. We don't understand many of the words, but Chumash usually we understand. Reading Rambam or reading Rav Kook. In other words, it's a different language. And so the Machtis HaShekel already over here, and Simon Samaches points out the last line, Im Kein Hu Adin B'Psukim Kodem HaSlichos Yesh Lomer HaPsukim B'Nachas Lokim Minago Olam. First, not to skip the Psukim, which is Minago Olam, but to say them. But also to, so what's going to be is that the first week of Slichos, until we get to Tzom Gedalia, we'll say the entire slichos, so it's not a problem. Once we get to Tzom Gedalia, we'll begin to skip. So we'll keep our slichos to 25 minutes until Yom Kippur. When we skip, so we're going to say the psukim before the piyut. So whoever will be the gabbai will announce to the tzibur how we're going to say it. But I'm just giving you the background for the introduction. So you'll see it, when you have your slichos booklet, you'll see that there are psukim that precede the piyut of the slichos. You don't have to say necessarily the entire karachim al banim and kamosha ne'emar, just the psukim. Just say the psukim, and then move over into the piyut. Mirtz Hashem, the same way that hopefully our davening becomes more meaningful during Chodesh Elul in Bifrat and in Eretz Yisrael b'chlal. Hopefully our slichos also will be more meaningful, and since most of the slichos, since they're said by Klal Yisrael, deal with the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, with Churban HaBayis, Mirtz Hashem, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yivneh Beit HaMikdash B'mehera B'yameinu, Sheva Gula Shleima. Rabbi Ben Arshin, 3 minutes, beginning this 5-minute parsha.